use
Well, we'll do the best we can. I will pass the mic, but while you're thinking of questions you might want to ask them, y'all raise your hand, and we will take a free will offering to cover some of the cost of running these programs. So if you feel led to contribute to that, we'll have the men pass among us. We are a 501c3 organization, so if you want a tax receipt, you can do that as well by writing a check to Apologetics Forum or the donation boxes in the back, whatever you feel comfortable doing. So let's take a few questions first.
No. Thank you for the speak. My question is, mentioning all these new scientific beliefs that is leading in the direction on what you believe, and I believe too, what is the influence to the education system for our newer, younger generations? Are there any hopes for that to get past this evolution business?
We have another question back here.
Sort of a simple question, but I've never been able to figure out. So the DNA strand is 6 million characters long. What is the difference between a gene and a chromosome as they're, and the genome as they're all located in every strand of DNA, I believe? But how do you figure all of that out?
The chromosomes are spools that the DNA are wrapped around inside the nucleus, and they are unwound from that. I don't know if you can envision the technical difficulties there would be to unwind a 6 foot long strand of DNA that has 6 billion nucleotides along it that are wrapped around each other. There's a good illustration of that. If you make it a million times larger, then the nucleus becomes the size of a basketball. The strand of DNA becomes 125-mile long monofilament fishing line, and two of them wrapped together, and they're wrapped around each other and then wrapped around spools inside the nucleus. And what happens is that during the replication process of a cell, and we all started out as a single cell, every time you're going to form two cells from one, you have to unwrap and unwind that wound up DNA strand and replicate each one as they go off and find their own new nucleus. So if you can envision the engineering problem in doing that with two wrapped together 125-mile long fishing lines wrapped together into a small basketball, it's amazing. So anyway, I thought that totally answers your question, but that's where the chromosomes are inside the nucleus, and the DNA is wrapped around them in a very intricate pattern.
Probably some pictures in your book too on how those pieces fit together. And,
yeah, there's
yeah.
The description.
Okay, other questions people may have? I know this is a very complicated topic, but basically it's a philosophy. It's a religion, a belief system. It's not science versus religion we're talking about here.
We're talking about two belief systems.
Yeah, two belief systems. Yeah.
Were you ever of an evolutionist?
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us how that happened, how you changed?
Science books. So I was reading science books, and my parents and Sunday school teachers couldn't answer my science questions. And I became a staunch evolutionist by age 10. And thankfully, God got a hold of me because I was very convicted of that I was really a sinful person in my mind. And so I accepted Jesus as Savior at age 12. But I continued to believe in the evolutionary scenarios for another 18 years after that, because nobody could answer my scientific questions. And so I said, well, yeah, maybe the Bible's okay for the salvation message, but the rest of it is just fairy tales. And as I studied it more and more, science convinced me that the naturalistic scenarios are wrong. There's not any way that can happen. So science convinced me that evolution can't work. It wasn't my Christian faith that convinced me. And I asked God about why was that he allowed me to believe, teach, and defend the evolutionary scenarios for 18 years? And the answer that came to me was, if I had come to doubt the naturalistic scenarios because of my Christian faith, I would have lost my credibility with the scientific world. And as it is, I've been able to publish peer-reviewed scientific papers and write books and do talks at conferences and all kinds of other things that if I was just coming from the Christian perspective, I wouldn't have been able to do that. So, anyway.
Thank you, Don. And his story is not unique. If you look at many of the best apologists in the creation movement are those who used to believe in evolution, and that now, because they couldn't get answers to their questions and now have answers, they became creationist. My story is very, very different. I grew up in a very strong Christian family, and I love science, so I put a challenge before myself and said, if God is who he says he is, then what he created must agree with his word. And that's been my challenge all my life, and that's why I do this. I have an interesting story about a colleague of mine who went to the same university I did. He was a staunch atheist. His thesis advisor was a very strong believer. I was a very strong believer, and my thesis advisor was an atheist. And so totally different environments. But that person who is my colleague, when he became 40 years old and he couldn't get answers to his questions in science, he also became a believer and now speaks out as a creationist scientist. So the best apologists are those who have gone through it and really understand the difference between evolution and creation. Other questions people may have? Okay, if not, we're going to wrap this up and remind you that the table's back there. Let's give Donna a hand first, Don will be available to take your questions in the back, too. And he does have a table back there in the very front with his books and DVDs on Programming of Life. Some of you may have picked them up a few years ago when he was here. But he can answer your questions back there as well. So what's coming up? The next slide there. Next month, we're going to have Eric Barger, who has spoken at our forum a number of times before. And he's going to speak on these topics since this is the 500 years anniversary of the Reformation. I've asked him to speak on standing with the Reformation. And I think that's very important, as you'll see when he brings that message to us here. And then Saturday morning, we're going to have him talk about what that all means in terms of challenges to the church today. And he'll be here that Saturday morning, give two lectures as listed there, and then take some questions and answers on the things that he covers, which is, apologetics, but heresy and apostasy in particular. He's going to address those. And then Sunday morning, he'll be at the First Baptist Church of Arlington, and he's going to give a message on, two messages. First, Sunday school hour, the death of discernment. And as an example, he's going to talk about the book, The Shack. Some of you may have read that and what that means. How did Christians get bent out of shape by that book? And then the message is, hath God said? In other words, Satan challenging your believers, say, did God really say that? Why don't you question that? And so that's what the Barger's talk is all going to be about. And I want to remind you, tomorrow morning, we're going to have the breakfast and Don's talk on the total solar eclipse. I know a bunch of you actually observed the eclipse there, and Don was one of them. So he's going to talk about his experience there and what the eclipse means and some other things about the wonders of astronomy. So come out for that, 8 o'clock, to hear his lecture. Also, if you still have an interest in going on that creation tour to Mount St. Helens, see Ron in the back there and get the details. And we have a flyer on that. Remember, there's that discount table where you have 50% off the list price of books. And Ron Payne also has a table there with books and DVDs for sale. And then we have that special package where you get four of Sarfetti's books for $40, and then it normally would be a whole lot more than that. We're bundling them, and we have two bundles left that are available there. So we'll have refreshments now, and you can peruse the book tables there. I want to thank you.